So it's
just voice messages, right?
It's recording. We're recording a little memo.
Great.
So
I'm just really curious, before we begin, what did the Mac store say about recording for podcasting?
This is why I want to try this out. So they said that try it on your iPhone first. If the quality's not good enough, you can buy a $50 little microphone. But they're pretty confident that this would be adequate. Because my vision is to go to someone's house or go and meet someone somewhere, and this is so easy to bring that. So we'll try and see how this audio...
Wouldn't it be wonderful if that's the only thing we needed?
It might be. So that's why I want to try and see how we both sound together.
Okay.
So just talk normally.
Okay. So after that, so then you get a... is it reduced to like an MP4?
Exactly. Oh, okay. So you know the whole thing. Yeah.
And then what do you do with that?
And so we're going to submit it to many different things. Submit that to iTunes. So do you have, let me show you what I have. I have a few different podcasts on my phone. Exactly. This is for work. So,
okay.
Like, do you ever listen to Meet the Press?
I don't, but I do listen to podcasts.
So I have all these different podcasts.
Are they YouTube, or what are they?
You go into iTunes, and for free you can download, let's just say, the San Diego Jewish podcast.
Let me do it right now.
It's not set up yet. Jewish podcast. We haven't started
that. How do you do it?
It's really simple. iTunes just can, it kind of gives you directions, but... So, like, for example, Meet the Press is every Sunday, okay? And so this loads, like, 1/26/2014, that episode loads automatically. And I'm hoping that as we get more episodes through our Jewish podcast, they'll be able to load automatically.
That's
just
great.
Like that.
So you would have a... have a library of them.
You really have a library. I have all these different... Because I love podcasts.
I do, too. Look.
Oh, you have This American Life? We both have that.
Yeah, so here's mine.
Real Time, you have, I don't know, Bill Moyer. Of course. Don't tell me. Yeah, you and I are the same person. 60 Minutes, I have. We're the same human. God. See, I want to find you as my girl. Find you for me. Just a little bit younger, in her 20s.
Great kid.
So I wish you had
Great
a daughter.
Kid.
So, you know, as new episodes come out, it just loads automatically. And I'm trying to get that to happen with us.
How will Mark advertise it? Will he do it on the front cover? Will he say something about we're beginning a series of podcasts featuring...
I'm meeting with them tomorrow, but I'm hoping, we had discussed, in this upcoming issue of the Jewish Journal... There's going to be an article saying, we are starting this new podcast. If you know of anyone in San Diego that's interested in being interviewed, submit your information.
Well, that's good. So you're not going to really start out by interviewing people that the Jewish Journal has interviewed.
Correct. This is a separate thing. The film festival, we thought, you know, this is such a big thing going on right now in San Diego. We need to interview people that are involved in this to start this out.
Okay. That's a good initiation.
The whole journal, the next episode, I think is going to pertain the different films.
I think it will, too.
Are you being interviewed in that?
No, I have been in the past.
Okay.
But I'm hoping that they're going to do something on the Joyce Forum, because that's what I've been working on.
Okay, so we need to talk about, in our podcast, what's the Joyce Forum?
Okay.
So that's just one thing. But you're right. So like you were mentioning, we want it to be shorts. A 10-minute conversation between us might be enough.
I think so. Because the one I sent you, the one I listened to...
I didn't get it. I don't know if you sent the wrong... Maybe it just didn't go through yet. But
maybe it didn't, because I sent it from the Forward website. And maybe that's why. But you know the Forward. You know what paper that is.
Of course.
Okay. I should have sent myself a copy, too.
We'll find it.
There was a little music at the beginning. Hello, this is John Schwartz. I'm going to introduce you to fascinating people.
Right.
Stay tuned.
Right.
And then a little more music.
Exactly. That's how you think we should start the...
I think you should have some music in
right,
there at
absolutely.
The very beginning.
Do you have anything in mind? Are you musical?
No. Maybe something on GarageBand that
right.
you like.
Oh, so you know the whole thing. You know this GarageBand.
Okay.
You, Joyce, what are you...
oh,
you
but
do
you're
whole,
doing
you
it. But you're doing it, which is fabulous.
Would you want to be an interviewer? Would you want to be on my end where you're interviewing people?
Well, let me tell you what I've thought about over the years. I think we miss the boat by not interviewing people in the community. We don't have oral histories of San Diegans. There should be a repository for that. And we've talked about it so many times. It doesn't have to be long. Some of them can be longer than others, but how do we go back and see, and hear about essence of people that have helped build San Diego? Or even minor people in San Diego.
And you're talking about within the Jewish community?
Yeah, yeah. I think the JCC should be doing an oral history program. I think what you're doing maybe is...
Similar.
Yeah, similar. Yeah.
My goal, and I don't know if I've said this, is to really allow people, there's some tons of people doing incredible work in our Jewish community, mm-hmm. and to allow them a platform to share their story.
How do you know about these people? Are you?
So I work for Seacrest.
Okay.
And I go around the community, and I've just been able to hear their what they're working on. It's amazing. But I only know about it because I'm working in the community. People that are Jews that are not working in this might not know about it.
They don't.
Or that don't read the Jewish Journal. A lot of people my age will never read it.
A lot of people don't come to the Jewish Film Festival.
A lot of people don't come to the film festival. So I want to really amp that up. It's important. We need to have a strong Jewish culture.
Yeah, that's great.
And I want to do it like we talked about in a fun and funny way. And I think I can be funny. I think I can. So, because if it's not, no one will listen. I know that.
Right. It can't be serious.
It
and
can't.
You have to dig out something unusual when you're doing your interviews. Something that the journal didn't write about.
Exactly. I don't want to duplicate services. I want to create something new. And
are you going to get paid for this?
So if we can get advertisement. The goal is I want to sell advertisement
great.
On there.
Great. Brought to you by...
Brought to you by so-and-so, just like NPR does. And I think we could do it because the Jewish Journal sells expensive advertisement. And that's old-style media as far as printed ads. This is the new future.
Well, I think who should be really funding this, maybe as a jump start, is the Leach Tech Foundation.
Do you know anyone over there?
Yeah, Jim Farley. He's the head of it.
So I wonder if you could, if we could set up, if we could set up a meeting.
Okay. It's just perfect for them.
That makes sense.
Jim Farley, tell me what Mark Edelstein says when you meet with him tomorrow. I'll be very curious.
I mean, we've talked about it. He loves this idea. He wants it because he thinks it's going to be good branding for the Jewish Journal, which I agree. And I think it should fall under the Jewish Journal, right?
Well, I think you have a willing partner now. I mean, nobody else has stepped up to do this.
Well, he's the first one I asked. But you're right, like the Leach Tag or the JCC. So then you asked, like he asked me, what type of guests would you want on there? And there's a whole multitude, you know, whether it be in the arts with film or history with the Holocaust or like rabbis more religious or sports and entertainment. There's like anything we could talk about because Jews do a little bit of everything.
In fact, the podcast that I sent you is about transgender Jews.
Okay. Right. I mean, anything is interesting to someone. Mm-hmm. And so
we have such our community is so broad that...
Right. Right. There's a few... My dad wanted to be a professional baseball player. That was his dream. So I wonder if there's any Jewish athletes here in our community. But,
oh, that's good. Let me think. I bet there are.
But to interview that one or two good Jewish athlete that...
God, I can't think of anything at the moment, but that's really
right.
that's far-reaching.
ready.
And that's nice. That's what we want to know.
Did you go to the options event with Dr. Ruth?
No, but okay. I know about it.
Like, I eventually want to get someone like Dr. Ruth. Like, if any special guest comes here that's affiliated to the Jewish community, I want them on the podcast.
Wouldn't she be a kid to interview?
Amazing. I want to eventually get the big star to go with us rather than, like, the Union Tribune. So, I think, you know, this is a year or two or 5 or 10 years in the future, but I think
the UT does have podcasts.
I'm sure they do.
I haven't.
We're going to make ours better.
Okay. I think it's terrific. So, I congratulate you.
I need your help, though.
I help you. It's however I can.
Right.
I don't know.
We'll talk. So, I think having you on here would be so applicable for this upcoming series.
Well, what, not knowing what are in my notes, what would you want to know about the festival?
Well, if we have 10 or 15 minutes to talk, what are some of the major themes that you think the general audience needs to know about the festival? How did it get started? Why you really were instrumental in founding this? What your thoughts were behind that? Why you think people need to attend these movies? Like what it brings to them? And I'm always trying to think of like a funny, fun portion of what you've learned through these movies and the people you've gotten a chance to meet over the years because
of
this.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, on coming down here, what viewing movies has done for me. And I was thinking, it's like the ultimate course that you can take in Jewish education and enhancing your idea of what your Jewish heritage is. Yeah, just...
So what is the question? What has this taught you? You're saying? I love that.
Okay, good. Because for me, I've become much more knowledgeable about my Jewishness and about Jews around the world. I mean, if I can't go to Ethiopia, I can't go to some of the places, far-flung places, where there are viable Jewish communities. And I just find it fascinating.
It's made you aware that there's Jewish culture in other places other than America or Israel.
Right. And that we're not the center of the world.
Right. Right. So.
So it's been the best thing that I could have done. I feel so fortunate that every year I'm previewing movies that teach me more about me.
And so what's the Joyce Forum?
Joyce Forum started about 10 years ago because I wanted to give emerging filmmakers a forum. And so we used to do student films, but we have gradually gone on to seasoned filmmakers too. And I don't know if you know it, but shorts are starting to be the rage.
Those are 30 minutes or under?
Yeah, well, we've said 30 minutes or under. I don't know what the Oscars term shorts.
Right.
But short festivals are becoming really popular. Palm Springs Short Festival is, 1,000 of people attend that. And Washington, D.C. has one, and Boston has one. So it's not just student films anymore. You have really credible filmmakers that are making shorts. A short is a very difficult thing to make.
Oh, sure. How do you portray a message in 10, 20 minutes?
Right. So I am a devotee of shorts.
Right.
So.
It really exposes the filmmaker's talent.
So, this year, because we got so many shorts, we previewed so many of them, we have 3 presentations of shorts. 1, 4, and 7:30. And we're showing about 17 shorts.
And so that's one, you said 1, 4, and 7, those are the times?
Right. And this year, for the first time, we're going to the Arclight, that beautiful theater.
In La Jolla.
Yeah, at UTC.
Oh, wow. And so the Joyce Forum gives the chance for these shorts to be the filmmakers to talk about their movies?
Right. And we're okay. One of the filmmakers is from San Diego. His name is Michael Karnick. He's a scriptwriter for his film called Rolling Romance.
Okay.
It's about, well, he has MS and he's in a wheelchair. So it's about how difficult it is to date. He's single, he's young. What is it like to date when you have a disability? The film is delightful, and we're going to have about 12 wheelchair people in the audience, his friends that are coming to support
nice.
Him.
How do you select what movies get? I'm sure you get a lot of...
Good question. Okay. I have a curating committee. There are five of us on it. And all five of the people that are on the committee are seasoned curators.
And you kind of, you vote.
We vote. And we have a rating system. And at the end of our curating, maybe 7 months, the cream of the crop comes to the top. So maybe we have 10 films that we've all rated 4+. And so we put that into our festival.
Mm-hmm.
And many times the filmmakers are around. There's a delightful film, and I think the actress is coming in from Los Angeles. So not only do we have directors, producers, script writers, but we have actresses and actors coming in.
Do you call them after these films get accepted? Do you call the directors or whoever and say you've made it into the San Diego Jewish film?
We send a letter. Sometimes there are distributors. Sometimes it's directly to the filmmaker. I have to find out more about that.
Do they get paid?
Some of them do. Like
for showing the movie?
Yeah. Our evening film, I think we're paying big bucks for it. But I'm going to find out. We have a curator for the festival, and I'm not sure actually how things have changed over the years. But here, look at this, and I think you already know this.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, I mean, we could talk about this.
I mean, we used to pay so much money to have a 35mm film brought in.
Right.
Heavy, like 100
right.
pounds.
Right. And this was like in the 90s, probably. It wasn't that long ago.
I'm not sure we have a 35mm this year. We're just not getting that anymore. There are filmmakers that are not using 35mm. It's all digital. And it changes the whole procedure of a film festival to be able to download a film rather than to order it, to pay shipping.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to say this, but we used to bring in filmmakers from Israel, from Europe. Now we're Skyping them.
Right.
I don't know if I like that.
Is it a cost issue? Is it you're trying to save money?
Sometimes it was so expensive we couldn't afford it.
To fly them out here.
Yeah.
You have a budget to at least have foundation
we budget,
support?
Yes. Do you want to know about this? Okay.
I mean, I don't think...
How much do we pay?
I don't know if it's appropriate to talk about it on the podcast, but I'm curious for my own. Do you agree? I don't think that the audience needs to know that, but...
But I think the audience needs to know that we have to have underwriters. We cannot have a festival just from selling tickets. No
way. And so who are the major sponsors? Leech Tag?
Well, Leech Tag's been our major sponsor for 3 years.
Right.
But years ago, the festival was really a community festival. We had hundreds of underwriters, and I think people felt that they owned the festival. There would be an underwriter, and it was my festival.
So you'd like to see that again, where people like you and me donate even $100 to the San Diego Film Fest. Yeah, go ahead.
It's still a community endeavor, but I don't think people understand. Let's see. I shouldn't know what page it's on. Here we go. So we have this, but I bet you, John, that 10 years ago we had the same number of people. I'm going to give you
a new one.
Do you want some more?
Oh, that'd be great. Okay. You have a lot of these. Wait, so these are all the, you're saying the fans right here? Or
yeah, fans and
fans
cast.
Fans that they've contributed dollars. Sylvia and David Geffen are producers.
Yeah, do you know the Geffens?
They're getting honored at Seacrest.
That's right, right.
Are you going to the...
I'm not
going
to go to that, but I know that they were being honored.
They've been huge supporters of the Seacrest.
Sylvia's mom
lives...
Well, I guess she's still alive. She's fabulous.
Yeah. Joyce, we need to talk about this. About how... We need to get people to come out from Israel and from other countries. And just this idea of making it... This is our film festival, not major sponsors. So it's something we could discuss, maybe.
I have to maybe get it... I have to be able to formulate something in my mind that doesn't sound like I'm fundraising. I don't want to do that on this.
I agree. This is more education.
Yeah.
Well, think about what are your objectives. What do you want to... And what we can do is, you know, nothing's permanent. We can always edit something out.
Can we edit it?
We can edit.
Okay.
So,
that's great. What will you use to edit it?
GarageBand.
Okay.
And so we can edit. If you don't like something you said, I can take that out.
Okay, thank you. That will make it much more...
However, I want it to be... I know. And I don't want to tell you. I want it to be where we're not editing.
Where it's authentic.
And if there's something that's said that's a little bit weird, then we go with it.
Or I can say, John, I don't know the answer to that.
That's fine.
Okay.
I'll try to prep you with the questions beforehand.
Okay,
I think that makes for a better... Gives you a chance to... To be more informed.
Okay.
But I'm trying not to edit because I want it to be real.
Okay. I'm okay with that. Well, the other thing I thought would be important, don't you think people want to know about other Jewish film festivals? Like, you guess how many film festivals, Jewish film festivals, are in the U.S.?
U.S. So if I said the number, would you think I'm brilliant?
Yeah.
Because I just saw the number. I'm going to guess 80. So.
Okay, so I'm going to look up worldwide, too.
Right.
I think it's really important.
And what makes... Have you been to any other Jewish...
Yes. Our curating committee goes every year to the San Francisco, where we can preview maybe 5 films a day. So we can come back having seen 30 films, rather than viewing them in our den. We're there with our colleagues viewing it, and we get to talk to the filmmakers who come in.
Wow. So how many films do you think you've seen over the last year to prepare for this festival, 2014?
Okay, I don't curate anymore for the big festival.
Right.
But I'll tell you, they view over 200 films.
So that's something... I mean, so... But you've seen all these movies already, correct?
No, I've seen only a couple. But our curators have seen 200 films. Think about that. Think about...
And they're trying to narrow that down. How many are here? 60?
There are 60 films.
Okay, so about under half, 40%, 30% make it. Wow.
I think there are 60 showings, maybe 40 films.
Okay.
I'll have to find that out.
Okay. I also, Nancy Richards, do you know her?
Yeah, she's our PR person.
Okay, she's the one that connected us.
Okay.
She set something up with Sandra. Mm-hmm. Sandra, I'll have to look at the
email. Are you doing Sandra Saperstein? She's the chair of the film
festival. Do you think that would be a good interview? I have not met her yet, and we haven't connected, but she just gave me her... It's Sandra.
She's great.
Yeah. Do you think that would be a good interview?
Yeah, I think it would be a great interview.
And one other one, there's a movie called Walking with the Enemy. I didn't see it in here, but Nancy set this up with the director, and he lives locally.
Oh, I know what it is.
His name is Mark Schmidt.
Yes, and it's at a last minute. It's not in here,
yeah,
is
I didn't,
it?
So we need.
No, it is a local filmmaker, and I think it was. It's going to be shown on the 16th, and
okay.
I haven't seen it.
And I didn't see it in there. Maybe it didn't make.
No,
the,
it didn't make it. Have a flyer at home.
Yeah, but so it's a real movie. I wanted to ask you. It's really, okay.
I think it's a full feature.
Yeah. I mean, they sent me the press kit. It looks nice.
Yeah.
So that's my first director interview, I think.
Okay, great.
But let's see. As far as, like, between you and I interviewing, I mean, think about what are some of the objectives you want. The attendance has been down. Or it's not as high as you were wanting it to be?
Okay. I need to find this out. Do you know how many Jews are in San Diego?
It's about 100,000.
I heard it was 120.
I've heard anywhere between 80 and 120.
Okay,
so
I'll take 100.
Okay.
And we typically sell, and I think this is pretty much last year, about 23,000 seats. But that 23,000 seats...
It's not people. These many people see 10, 20 movies, right?
Our underwriters get free tickets to everything. So they can come to 40 or 60...
Right.
...showings.
Right.
So I figure that maybe we interest... I don't know. I wish I knew it. I think 2,000... Look at that. Look at the disparity.
Yeah, that's 1%, 2%.
I know. That's pretty sad. And it's a big deal. Jewish Film Festival, everybody knows. Well, everybody who is slightly aware of what's going on knows. But we must not be touching 80,000 people.
Do you think it's price? Do you think it's...
No, I think it's...
Time of the movie? Because I know for me, I work, like people my our age work... And a lot of the films are in the day.
I know. A lot of them are at night. And a lot of them are in North County now. So if you're living in... Where are you living?
I live in La Jolla area. So... But if you're living down here, it's hard to get up.
We used to have showings at the Hazard. And one year, we sold out a couple of showings. And the next year, it was slim. So it's really hard to maintain a venue if you don't have a constant idea of filling the theater.
Do you think there's too many films offered?
I don't know.
Because there's like too many choices. Maybe if you only had like, I'm just trying to think.
Yeah.
10 movies. That's it. You had 10 movies, 10 of the top movies, and that's all you got. I'm just trying to think. I want this to be strong. I love the film festival, and I'm not like an arts guy in the least bit. So hopefully maybe through these podcasts, interviewing you and different directors to promote that.
So when you interview Sandra Saperstein, she will tell you about some of the films for the regular festival, which are really blockbusters. They're wonderful.
So you're
films.
More focused on the shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the history of the Jewish Film Festival.
I saw that. The shorts here are highlighted in whatever, in orange.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
That's what it says, so... There's like 10 or so movies.
Okay, I want to show you particularly. Well, I want to tell you, too, we have highlighted local filmmakers. One year, Carlsbad High School in their filmmaking department did a wonderful film, and we previewed it at our festival. Carlsbad High School, where they... interviewed Holocaust survivors, and two times they went back to Poland. Can you imagine there was only one Jew on the group of 10 filmmakers?
Right.
It was a fabulous
showing.
When
was this?
I think 5 years ago.
Okay.
And I can send you something
yeah.
on that. So a local filmmaker named Susan Schutz did a film about 90-year-old Jews who were still vibrant and loving their lives. and two or three of them were from San Diego. So we did.
I need this.
Do you want this?
I wish it was current right now. Because I work with seniors and I love this idea.
It's a wonderful film. It's called Over 90 and Loving It. I'm going to give you this because I have mine. Nicole Opper did a film about two lesbians who are Jewish and who adopt a black teenager or a black child, and she becomes a champion runner. And it's a beautiful film.
Wow, this is old though. This is not this year.
Oh, this is maybe 4 years ago.
Yeah.
This is 3 years ago. This is...
Are those shorts or are those full feature?
No, those are full featured. These are shorts. Rolling Romance. And there's a Russian filmmaker whose film we are featuring. It's going to be fabulous.
Do you know of any of the directors that are here?
Yeah.
That we could do a short interview?
Yeah, Rolling Romance, definitely. Wouldn't you love to meet Michael Karnick? He's a script writer for Rolling Romance. He is the one that has MS and is...
I'd love to meet that.
Okay.
I'd love to meet him. So,
I mean, you can do a whole series just around the festival.
That's the goal. And so Craig...
Oh, that's a goal.
That's my goal. It's just hard to connect with some of these directors or...
Oh, Michael Karnick will be available to you.
And he's the director for...
He's the script writer. Okay, here's the choice for it. It is page 10. All right. We're showing Shoes, which is a 19-minute film. And it's by a Russian. A real Russian filmmaker. And it's a fabulous film.
You know,
he's going to be in town.
We could do a Skype interview, too. How is his English, you know?
No, it's his wife whose English is better.
Okay. I mean, we can always do, and I don't know how to technology-wise do that, but Skype it through a podcast form.
But he's going to move here.
Oh, he is?
He's going to be a local filmmaker.
I wonder if we can really, through this podcast, promote the short films. I had no idea short films were even...
They're hot.
How much are they? If I wanted to attend a short, are they the same price?
Well, 3 for $33. How about getting 3 tickets, bringing a friend to one of them, and going by yourself to another? Can you come to the 4 o'clock? Oh, I want you to be at the 7:30.
Wait a second. So program 1, 2, and 3. How many? Oh, these are all the films that are being showed in that program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we have a jury. Our directors put together a jury of really notable people who have impressive film backgrounds, and they're going to be giving awards based on their selections. So our filmmakers are going to get trophies.
See, I want to promote these shorts. What is the program for an evening? Oh, it's just one film?
No, it's 2 films.
2.
But the filmmaker, Russian filmmaker, will be in. And you don't know this. And we don't know if we're going to advertise it. But the Russian filmmaker commissioned music for his film. The film has no dialogue. All it is shoes. You see no faces.
Wow.
He tells a whole story in 19 minutes that is brilliant with commissioned beautiful music, and we're getting a 50-piece orchestra in to play segments of that music this night, 7:30.
Oh, wow. Okay, so
again, you see why I'm excited about this.
So what we're going to talk about is, I think I'd like to start off our interview based off what made you want to form the film festival here in San Diego? How did you get started in it?
Okay.
And then we're going to go into, I think, what your role is now with the Joyce Forum, what you do here, because this is important that no one knows about. No one knows that this is happening.
I don't think they do either. You ask Mark Edelstein about the shorts, I don't think he would know.
I bet he doesn't. And I'll ask him tomorrow. And
it's been going on for 10 years. It's called Shorts in Winter.
What a good idea.
This year, we're calling it the Joyce Forum.
Right. And so have you seen all these films already?
Yeah, we curated them.
Okay. And then we're going to get into what Jewish films has
done for me,
done for you,
Jewishly,
exactly, and how, I guess, how the community can get more involved potentially, other than just buying tickets. I don't know. I'm just
trying. No, let's skip that. Okay. I'm not feeling good about
okay.
that.
Okay. What has taught you? I'd like for there to be some message. I'd like for you to talk about, like, one of your favorite movies you've seen, whether it be this year or in years past, potentially. Something that's inspired you. Inspired you to
okay.
travel, inspired you to...
I got a good one. What makes a Jewish film? What makes a Jewish film? So we...
I want to make sure this is on.
Okay. So we are really broadly based on that because it's a Jewish film, a Jewish theme, a Jewish filmmaker. Does it have to be made in Israel? Is that automatically a Jewish film? So early on, we had a film called, I think it's called Confessions of My Mother. It was by a San Francisco filmmaker who chronicled her mother's going into Alzheimer's. It was such a heartrending film. It was a short, and it was beautifully made. And she wanted to enter it into the San Francisco Jewish Film Festival, and they said, we can't because the story of your mother going into Alzheimer's isn't necessarily Jewish. But of course it is. You know, it's about a mother-daughter relationship, and they're both Jewish. But they said, can you make it more Jewish? So she puts up Manischewitz.
Right. And that's what makes it more Jewish.
And she entered it into the Jewish Film Festival. And it actually was nominated for an Oscar that year. So I'll look up the name. Deborah Hoffman.
Right.
Who's Deborah Hoffman. So I love that story, that what is a Jewish film?
What is a so let's talk about that. What is a Jewish film?
And I'm going to talk about Rolling Romance then, because there is no Jewish content in there.
That's the with the MS and the
yes.
wheelchairs? Okay. That's one of your favorite shorts this year?
Yes.
We'll talk about that.
Okay, let's see. What else? Deborah Hoffman, what is a Jewish film?
Have these... Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Here's another story. And it's current, too. So, early on, maybe our second or third year, we were presented a film called Chicks in White Satin. It was about two local women... lesbians who are Jewish and who get married in a Jewish ceremony, and it follows them through their travails of wanting to be Jewish but being lesbian.
Right.
At the very end, they are married and they come down the aisle. Both of them are wearing white satin. And it is, and they speak to each other, you know, how a bride and groom would do in a ceremony. It was so lovely that you could cry.
And this was a short?
It was a short. We debated, because this is 20 years ago, should we show a movie about a lesbian wedding? We decided to do it.
And go ahead.
And I remember somebody in back of me made a comment. I turned around, and the comment was, finally... were being recognized, and the woman was 60, 70. So these are older lesbian women. They must have felt so validated by a film at the Jewish Film Festival with a lesbian theme.
It's gorgeous. And you know, this was 20 years ago.
20 years
ago. Today... I think our country is getting so much more embraceful of same-sex marriage, and we've got a president now that accepts this. And
right.
I'm so proud of its direction, and so the Jewish Film Festival is ahead of its time.
I think
20
so,
years
too.
Ago.
We were nervous.
You're progressive.
Right. So what if I talk about Deborah Hoffman with her Manischewitz and Chicks in White Satin? Is that okay, or you think that's too long ago? You asked me for my favorite films.
Some films that really stick out, I think, you know, that question, what makes a Jewish film? I think that's really important to talk about. I think that story about the two Jewish lesbians, I think that's controversial, and I think that's important in this.
Okay. Now, a whole other area is about how Israel, how their film industry has just become so mature. We used to get films from Israel, few of them, and they were all about the Holocaust, and they were so negative about Israel that sometimes we were embarrassed to even show it, because you know how Israel...
We need to talk about this.
Okay. Do you really... Okay.
I'd like to... I mean, maybe. Go ahead. What were you...
I was just saying, Israel is so anxious to show their warts, where we don't necessarily want to do that, but they're so honest.
For example, like, can you think of something?
Oh, I can think of a number of films that we debated whether we should have it because they were so negative. But since then, we get films from Israel that are such world-class films that show the gamut of emotions from, and they're not Holocaust-related, and they may have nothing to do with religion. They really speak to the human element of everybody.
So some of the negativity that you saw years ago, what was like? What did that look like?
I'll give you examples. I'll look them up. Oh, God, they were just terrible.
See, I think it's really important for me when I'm interviewing, let's say, the director or you, and we're talking about one of these movies, for me to have seen the movie a little bit beforehand. I think it's critical, because if I don't know what I'm talking about, if I don't know the movie, then it's really difficult. But we'll worry about that later. I don't think we're going to, I'm not going to talk much about
it. No, don't, because that's going someplace that I can't be that conversant with.
Sure. I think that's really important, though, what you just talked about, with how over the 20 plus years you've been doing this, Israel filmmaking, you've seen, has improved so much.
So proud. Okay. God, that's a lot.
It is a lot. And so we want to, but we're brainstorming right now. We're going to throw out a few bullets and...
Gotta show this over 90 and loving it.
I need to see that. Yeah, I mean, I think... Is there a way for people to see old films at prior San Diego Film Festivals? Do you have an archive of these?
It would be wonderful if we did. We have a list of them, archival list.
The curators, so are these people curators? Bruce and Beth?
No, look at how buried they are and what their relationship is to film. Pretty impressive. I'm going to look up Over 90 and Loving It and see where you can get it. I'm surprised that Fashion Valley doesn't have Wi-Fi.
Oh, can you not connect? You
no,
should be able to
do
connect.
Do you have Wi-Fi on yours?
No, but you still should be able to connect to do the...
Oh, here. Maybe this is it right here, but I think I'm going to...
Over 90 and Loving, I'll look it up.
Let's see who can get it first.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So it was 2011. It was just 3 years ago.
Yeah. You won.
I got it. Well, KPBS did a little special.
Yes, they did.
So that's what I'm looking at right now.
Right. They did. They showed it there.
Oh, this is amazing. See, but I'm trying to promote films for this festival. This one's going on now.
So you can do that later. You can interview Susan Polish-Schutz. She's done films since.
Has she? What a great idea. See, it's only an hour movie. People at Seacrest need to see this.
Yeah, I think they do, too. The only thing is that a couple of the people have passed away.
Oh, I wonder if there's...
Oh, you know, Susan, if you would call up Susan's office.
Susan,
they're wonders. Susan
she wrote
Schutz.
This?
Is yeah, that... she was the producer, the director. They would send you a copy. I bet you may have a copy already in your archives there.
At Seacrest?
Yes.
Maybe. I need to see this movie. Because, my field is with seniors. And
right. And do you have a degree in gerontology?
I do. A master's in gerontology.
Wow.
And so they're my passion. This is just a separate project that
right.
I think for now is important. But I would love for someone that... I have no experience interviewing someone. This is all
but
brand new
good.
To me.
You're really good at it right now.
Are you kidding? Are you serious?
Yeah, you're great. You've already put me at ease. You're asking good questions. Who wants somebody seasoned?
Right. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Is, commercials and advertisement is more believable when it's a lower grade a little bit, when it's more B grade.
Yeah.
And
you're
so that's
good.
What I'm hoping for. I don't want to be too good at this. So, but I'm really excited about the potential of this, Joyce. And
yeah. It's a way to do something really great in the community. And to get a history of people that are making history in the community.
We need this.
Yeah, we do need
this. We need this. And the film festival needs this. And like everything... on Thursday, there's a speaker, a Holocaust speaker, that's speaking at a temple down here. And we need to promote his story. I think more people need to know about he's doing this. And
but you need to know, too, sometime when you say Holocaust, you're speaking to a limited audience.
Right. So, and I'm reluctant to have many Holocaust survivors. I think that's low-hanging fruit. I want to do more happy, energetic, positive stories.
And there are some Holocaust survivors who are thriving.
Less and less every day, though.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
It's true.
And so it might not even make a good interview, to be honest. I don't know. But this is right up the... In my vision, this was what I was hoping for.
Well, of course, you know about the Shoah Project, about Steven Spielberg and interviewing Holocaust survivors.
No, I didn't know about that.
Oh, look up Shoah.
Okay.
Because they have interviewed hundreds of thousands of people that have had a relationship to the Holocaust. And I think their goal is to have an archive of every living person who experienced the Holocaust.
How have I not heard of this? Well, that's important.
Why haven't you heard of Shoah?
I'm not smart. I just met you. That's why. How often do you think we should produce these? In your mind, like how is once a week too much?
How can you get it out there, though? I guess somebody would have to buy the app, or how would they?
It's free.
But how would they even know who you're? Unless I think if the Jewish Journal does...
I'm going to need cooperation from the Jewish Journal to write advertisement, or to write a story on what we're doing, the JCC, the Federation, everyone to say, there's this podcast that's coming out once a week, and you can download it for free here. Or you can click on the Jewish Journal website and listen to it. Or you can click on... And I'm going to make it available to any website that wants to have it on there.
I think the Leech Tag Foundation has to fund it.
Leech Tag Foundation. Anywhere. Because...
Ask Mark about Leech Tag. I don't know if they have any...
I think you have more of a connection to Leech Tag than he does.
Oh, no. He knows. Okay. He knows them.
To be the majors. But we want local... I want to promote local businesses on there.
I'm just going to send you Shoah.
Yeah, please.
I think it's really important. Okay, I'm going to send you Shoah Foundation. I'm not getting it.
Oh, I'll find it. It's,
okay.
I'll find it.
Yeah. Oh, I feel...
So you think this is a good idea?
Yeah, I think it's a fabulous idea.
And it's just getting it out to the public is the next barrier.
Yeah.
But I do feel like if they're good interviews, we'll get it out.
I think we'll get it out, and the number of hits that you have, and...
So I said after to Nancy and to Craig over at the JCC, after these interviews, I'm going to give you the link, and you can put it on to any of your advertisement you'd
Who's
like.
Craig?
He works the JCC.
Oh, the Jake Craig Prater.
Yeah.
Oh, he's fabulous.
And
have you met him yet?
Just on the phone.
Oh, he's crazy.
Yeah, he's been so friendly to me.
Did you know that he started the Palm Springs Film Festival?
Oh, my God.
That's with Sonny Bono.
No kidding.
Yeah. He's big time.
Okay, so... It's, you know, it's beneficial for you guys at the festival. This is free advertisement.
And, yeah, great.
So I guess we'll set up a time for us to meet again to really...
Okay, we have to do it soon.
Right. Would Friday work?
Yeah, Friday's good. Tell me when you can get off that is good for you.
I mean, I can come down to you around...
You want to do it at my house? It's really quiet.
Why don't we do that?
Okay.
And just,
I'll give you really good directions.
Well, just if you email me your address, I can put it into my little...
Okay, great.
And I'm just trying to think timing-wise. Anything in the afternoon is good for me.
Do you think 3 o'clock is too late for you?
Would 2 be possible?
No, 2 is better. Did you know that J-O-N is Jewish?
Yeah. So my name is Jonathan.
Oh,
and
okay.
So that's what my mother calls me.
Okay.
And I think I'm going to go back to it. I like Jonathan better.
But did you know that that spelling is, if you see J-O-H-N, it's usually not
the Christian guy.
Yeah, right.
Because it's from the Bible.
Right.
And so, oh my gosh, my mom would be so upset if I had an H in that.
Okay, that's terrific. If we could do 2 o'clock...
You're going to be the first interview I've ever had.
Okay.
And so what we'll do, Joyce, is I'll send a little summary of what we talked about today in some bullet points. And we'll just go live and have a nice conversation.
Okay.
And if it's 30, 40 minutes, I'll somehow edit some parts, some stories out that we don't think are...
Okay. So I would like to not do... underwriting.
Not talk about it? Okay.
I would like to talk about how the festival has affected me personally in my life. How the history of the festival.
So,
Joyce Forum. What makes a film Jewish? If you interview Sandra, then she'll tell you really about how many films.
Let's stay away from the featured films with you and I. Let's just really talk about the Joyce Forum.
Okay.
And I do want to mention about how these different programs. Do you want to say program 1, 2, and 3 can be seen at?
Yeah, the ArcLight.
ArcLight in the nice new La Jolla movie theater.
Yeah.
We're telling a story, you and I, through this interview. And so in a story, you want to have an interesting start, right? So we want to have a really good, powerful first minute of dialogue. So think about how you'd like to start that.
You can ask me why you would want to go to a festival. Why would I want to go to the Jewish Film Festival? You want to ask me that?
I'm 28 years old, and I could. What's your answer?
My answer is that we have such varied films that there has got to be films that speak to you, to your intellect, to your curiosity, to your heart. Films are wonderful quality. They're entertaining. It's a chance for you to ask a date.
Okay, I love that. I think this should be that should be the last question.
Oh, okay.
Potentially.
Okay.
Because I think I love what you just said right there, and I think that's such an amazing finish to the interview.
Why you should go.
So I can just see myself asking you, why do I want to go to this to these short films, or why would I want to go? And I think that you need to mention date.
Okay.
Because that's true.
Okay. It's a really good chance for you to bring a date.
Right. Because we need to answer that question, why, throughout a lot. Why did you get started? Why do I want to come? Why are these films important? That's why is so important. Tells the story.
Okay.
So what we'll do through email is I'll summarize what we talked about today.
Okay.
And you shoot me back saying, this is the order I'd like. And,
okay.
And we'll kind of be ready for Friday.
It'll be fun.
This will be really fun.
Okay.
I can't. Thank you so much. You are so sweet for your support.
Yeah, well, yeah, serving a need I...